This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Hey, we're holding steady around 83 degrees, still kind of comfy outside. Just found a small, tiny little wasp nest in production. You know, I got a string of American flags on one of the windows here, and I had them up since Independence Day, and I've left them up because, you know, they're American flags. It's always nice to have an American flag. We have more than one here, but Heidi said, you better take a look. It's a wasp's nest. So it's one of the little, it's a small one. I said, well, I'll go out. I'll grab a broom, I think, and whack it. Well, what could go wrong besides breaking the window and angering the wasps? I don't know. Do I spray it? I think that's what I have to do, right? I get the spray you can spray from like 80 feet away or something, or maybe a flamethrower. Yeah. I've made homemade flamethrowers in the years. Well, look, one of my earliest apartments, and it was, crap hole is such an ugly term. I mean, it's appropriate, but it's such an ugly term. And the refrigerator didn't work right. And I remember that I had some sort of food. I don't recall what it was. And it was a high-rise building, and it was winter. And I kind of put it on, like I opened the window a little bit, and I kind of put it on the ledge, and I was whatever it was, I thought I was keeping it, you know, fresh. And I woke up the next morning, and there were million ants that had somehow crawled up to the ninth floor of this building. And they were all over this food. I mean, the food was done. There's no way that I was going to eat that. But then I'm thinking, they're coming into the apartment. It's already a tiny little apartment. So I had a small container of butane that I used to refill cigarette lighters. And, well, what I did was I pressed down on that. So there was a plume of butane coming out. And then I lit a lighter, and I had me a homemade flamethrower. And I killed every one of those ants. Now, I had to repaint the wall afterwards, but nonetheless, it was in a very primal sort of way, very, very rewarding. I want to pay tribute to a couple of people. No, I really do. Number one is Governor Glenn Youngkin. You know, the Governor Glenn Youngkin has taken the steps to secure the ballots here in our beloved Commonwealth. And we're not talking about, oh, my God, last time it was this or next time. Governor Youngkin said, hey, here's the deal. You vote on a paper ballot, period. End of story. Those machines are not voting machines. They are counting machines. That is all they do. They count the paper ballots. We're not going to allow for any sort of insecure, dangerous, irresponsible voting. So congratulations to Governor Youngkin for having the courage, the integrity to do that. And there's one other person I have to call out publicly for his hard work to get this done. There's a fine young man by the name of Finn Lee, and Finn has been working for the RNC to help make elections secure. It's part of his responsibility. And yes, Governor Youngkin is the one that has made this a practice that must be followed throughout the Commonwealth. And Finn Lee has actually been one of the guys behind the scenes pushing for this to happen, to make sure that elections in Virginia are safe and sound and secure. So good for him. Good for him. I am very, very, very appreciative of him for that sort of work. There's going to be a, I don't know if it's going to be an official protest. Let me pull this up. I got a lovely note here that I have to share with you. Yeah, large rally tomorrow, 5 p.m. down in Chesterfield. And these are parents who are saying it is time for Chesterfield County Public Schools to adopt Governor Youngkin's parental rights policies. Apparently, the Chesterfield County Public Schools, am I correct? They are still following the Ralph Northam policies? I'm not going to go out on a limb here because I don't live in Chesterfield. But if that's the case, that's wrong. You people got to get your act together. If it's not the case, my sincere apologies and keep doing what you're doing. But the fact that there's going to be a gathering tomorrow at 5 o'clock seems pretty, pretty sizable to demand. And that's the word. It's not to request. It's to demand. You are the parents. You are the taxpayers for Chesterfield County. You have every right in the world to demand that Chesterfield County Public Schools follow the actual rules, to follow the parental rights policies enacted by Governor Youngkin. So we'll keep you up to date on that. I don't know if the school board is planning to vote on that tomorrow, but we will certainly pass along all of the details. Hey, Jerm, if you would, get ready, please. Jeremy is doing a great job, as per usual, of coordinating all of the sounds that you're hearing. And I do want to remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. That's always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. There are a couple of other little things that I just felt like you and I needed to hear, needed to understand. There's a lot of focus on J.D. Vance. You know, it is a little weird because at the end of the day, when you're talking about president, vice president, you vote for the person who's running for president, right? Governor, lieutenant governor.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
Or you're voting for the person who's going to be governor. I don't mean to knock anybody who is the lieutenant governor or might be looking to become the lieutenant governor, but ultimately, people look to the top of the ticket. Now, in Virginia, let's not kid ourselves, we're very fortunate. Winsome Sears is one of the best human beings I've ever met. She is brilliant, she is tough. And I am thrilled that she is our lieutenant governor. I don't know. No, I mentioned lieutenant governor. All of a sudden, people are sending me notes on Facebook. Jeff, is your friend John going to run for lieutenant governor? I don't know. I hope he does. I hope he does. Actually, ran into John at a birthday party on Saturday night. Great birthday party, by the way. Some of the best cake I've ever had, but that's besides the point. But John and I were chatting about it. So I don't know. I mean, that's not my announcement to make one way or the other. I will say this, as I've said each and every time the issues come up. If my friend John Reed makes it official, he's running for lieutenant governor, A, he has my vote, and B, I will gladly make a monetary donation to his campaign. because I think he would be one hell of a lieutenant governor. I really do. I think he'd do a great job. Now, let's get back to the attacks on J.D. Vance. I want you to give a listen to cut number one, please.
Also, look, J.D. Vance spends way too much time online and spends way too much time with people who are online. So a lot of what he says is going to be incomprehensible to you unless you participate in or have some acquaintance with this strange underworld that he comes from. So when the point to the, I'm going to say this, because this is, it's not nice, it's not true, but what he's trying to suggest is that Tim Walz is a sexual deviant of some kind.
What? What are you talking about?
That's what he's trying to imply.
David.
Of course,
David. No, that's ridiculous. Like, okay, Tim Walz started this whole weird line attack.
Look at Donald Trump. We spent three weeks on Brat Summer,
and you're going to sexual deviant? That is ridiculous.
Look at Donald Trump Jr.'s Twitter feed to understand what the underworld, the lava coming up from the ugliest parts of American life are and what they're trying to suggest. The point to the J.D. Vance, when he says, I want to talk about policy. He's a candidate who's trying to say, when I said that the unemployed are a bunch of lazy louts swilling beer on the couch at 9 a.m., what I meant to say is this country needs to do a better job of creating work for people. You know, that everything is couched as a personal attack of the most vicious kind. And that's what he's doing with Tim Walz. That's why people think he's weird, because he's so brilliant. He's so capable. So why is he so filled with rage and contempt for others?
You're saying that J.D. Vance is brilliant. You're giving him
credit. Yes, he's brilliant.
Okay. Okay, so let me say, so J.D. Vance is brilliant, and then you just want to, what's the technical term here? Yeah, make stuff up. That's what it is. Make stuff up about him? I can't tell you much about J.D. Vance, except what I've read in Hillbilly Elegy. I still haven't seen the movie or the TV adaptation on Netflix. I may or may not be able to work that into the schedule, but I think J.D. Vance has an absolutely fascinating story. And the idea that he's trying to paint Tim Walz as a sexual deviant, I don't know that anybody has said he's a sexual deviant. I'll tell you what, we have said it, because I've said it. I find it absolutely reprehensible that he believes his state of Minnesota knows best for my children, better than I do. Because at that point, he can kish me or took us. All right, if you need a translation, I'll type one up on X a little bit later. But you're not getting my kids. That's exactly what this is. You are not getting my kids. And you shouldn't be giving up your kids. They're your kids. Oh, you got Peggy Flanagan? Oh, speaking of lieutenant governors. All right, yeah. Go ahead, Jerm. Why don't you throw that in real fast?
Because let's be clear. This is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them.
Yeah, she's talking about genital mutilation, castration, you know, all that cool stuff. And we came up with new names. Well, it's gender affirming. Oh, okay. You know, I would like a life affirming beverage. Really, Jeff? Why don't you just order a cocktail? Okay, whatever. But it sounds better if I say it's a life affirming beverage, doesn't it? No. You don't get to play around with other people's kids. In fact, you don't get to play around with your kids in that way. We have to believe our children when they tell us something. Really? Okay. How far would you like to go? Because you're telling me that five-year-olds can tell me boy or girl. And that if they are a boy, they can tell me they're actually a girl. And if they're a girl, they're actually a boy. Okay, what about when my five-year-old boys told me, because they believed it, that they were trains? Equally as ludicrous, right? What do you mean you're a cat? Oh, you're a puppy today. That's wonderful. Oh, you're a circus clown. Fantastic. Now, actually, Circus Clown can be pretty cool, but that's another story. Isn't there an explanation, Germ? Somewhere in this massive pile of audio, there's an explanation of what the difference is with boys and girls.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Well, there you go. And you know what's weird is that the International Olympic Committee said they would identify male and female if only there were a reliable scientific test to do that. Okie doke, 515, Jeff Gadz, News Radio, WRVA.